Roger JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. At Roger JP on Twitter. Coming up after 1:30, we'll get to the top 10 list. And the phone numbers, as always, are 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. The top 10 after 1:30, you guess what's on the top 10 and try to win a prize from the Bone Prize Stash.
So just look at the sample. What happened to your friend, Brett? I apologize.
Oh, yeah, no problem. He put on Facebook the other day, he used to work at McDonald's, and a long time ago, they would offer, you know, do you want this toy or this toy, and that for the Happy Meal.
Right.
And now they say, do you want a boy toy or a girl toy?
And I would figure now would be the time they can't do that.
That's exactly what I didn't even think about it because that's what they do call it. And he was saying that his son, who is, I think, 4 or 5, wanted the Hello Kitty doll, the Hello Kitty one, which is offered. And he has no problem giving it to him, but,
well,
you know,
should.
Saying that, I mean, he's little. He just thinks it's a cat probably or something
right.
like that. But, you know, calling it a, you know, like girls can play with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And boys can play with Hello Kitty.
Is that what they are? McDonald's give you that you have a choice.
I guess that's
of
what's available at this moment.
A Ninja Turtle or a. Okay.
So instead of saying, which is it is kind of weird, and this very obviously as we discussed a million times, this very PC time we're living in.
Right.
How McDonald's giant corporation says boy toy, girl toy. You know, I take it back because all that feels like all the fast food say boy toy or girl toy.
Do they? I would think that would be.
Aren't all the stores going like gender neutral? Isn't that like how the toy and the clothes are going is gender neutral, but these places are more specific now?
I don't care,
but
who the hell knows?
It seems like they're going opposite world from what everybody else is doing.
Somebody will bitch about it, though.
I feel like, you know, they're not stopping you from if you want the Hello Kitty, just take the Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Right.
Say girl toy then, or you say, I'll take the Hello Kitty. They're not going to stop you from handing it to a boy and vice versa.
Right. They don't know who you have multiple kids in the car. Who are you handing it to? Why would they care?
I would hope when the 3 or 4 year old boy goes up and says, I want the Hello Kitty, that the little teenager work behind the counter. No, you're a boy. You want Michelangelo or whatever other goddamn turtle we have.
Mom.
Your sister could have the damn cat.
And he's sharing it all over. Please share this.
Oh, stop.
Like, all right.
Oh, so it's like a Facebook crusade?
That's what he was trying to do.
So why is he on a crusade?
Yeah, what does he want him to change?
What's his point?
He wants him to go back to, do you want this or this, rather than do you want a boy toy or a girl toy, whatever the two options are, to offer that specific option rather than labeling it something.
Did anybody call him a douchebag on Facebook?
Not that I saw, but I did see a lot of shares. And
do I know him?
Yes. He used to work here.
Oh, Puff? I'll take care of that right now. I'll call him a douchebag.
You guys don't understand.
Don't understand. What don't we understand?
Exactly probably a decade ago, I started the same exact campaign where I was livid.
No way.
I swear, everybody that knows me is as annoyed as you are right now with that guy. They were as annoyed with me because I wouldn't shut up about how wrong it is to offer a girl or a boy toy. I've said that from the beginning. I've discussed it everywhere that anybody would let me. I'm so annoyed with it. If a little boy wants to play with a toy, it shouldn't have a gender assigned to it. It's a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me crazy. And that's where it starts, though, JP. It starts there.
Stop letting that bother you.
Here's why it does, though.
Why?
That's where
you're looking for stuff.
No, listen.
Yes, you are.
Because that's, listen for 5 seconds and open your positive mind for just a second.
And you call it positive all you want.
That's where it starts.
Negative.
I'm not being negative. I'm being
negative.
Right.
That's where it starts. And then this little boy now has to, he's fine. His mind is open. His mind is an open, you know, nothing closed about it. And now he's like, oh, crap. Now do I have to feel bad about liking this? Do I have to think about like? No, he shouldn't have to think that. He should just like what he likes. And there should be no gender assigned to it. No
They're
sexuality.
They're giving it to him, though, Monica. Like the kid, he just got finished saying the kid wanted the Hello Kitty. They gave him the kitty.
Well, of course they're going to give it to him, but he shouldn't have.
Okay, so then what is the problem?
He shouldn't be a girl toy. It should be a toy. It should be
a toy. Labeled.
Oh,
stop it.
Because now he's going to think, well, did I like the girl toy? And then will my friends find out I got the girl? And no, he never felt that until someone told him that's a girl toy.
I think you're assuming he's feeling a lot of those things. I don't think he's thinking about it at all.
Maybe.
He's like 4.
You know what's killing
me?
I'm reading this post right now.
All he knows is he wants a toy.
I'm reading this post right now, and it says, if you agree, please share.
Oh, I'm sharing.
If you agree, please share. Please share this so hopefully someone important sees this to bring it back to their old policy and stop automatically assigning toys to gender.
Yes.
If you don't agree, just scroll past this. I'm not in the mood for a fight or a debate. So you put it on social media, but you're not in the mood for a debate?
Right.
Go F yourself. You don't get that right.
Please share and don't have an opinion.
I'm going to share that you're an a-hole.
Yeah. Watch this. You're being a douche.
Not being a douche. He's being right. It's fair, and it's... What do you... Okay, let me put it this way. What do you have against saying which toy would you like instead of boy or girl? It doesn't hurt you. I don't see
anything wrong with that.
You know,
that you just keep it as how many toys do you want? You got five kids in the car. What are you going to say? Give me three turtles and give me two Hello Kitties.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who's getting them.
No. Let them duke it out in the back.
So who cares?
So go back to what it should be, which is just a toy. No gender assigned.
And the other thing that happens is families collect these things, and if they've got three Michelangelos already, they'd be like, listen, give me a Hello Kitty. We keep getting Michelangelo. So it's not even sex. It's about which ones you have and which ones you want to have as a toy, you know?
So no gender is necessary.
No, but here's...
It really isn't necessary.
I got a million issues.
It's not. Like, it's not necessary, though. It's not... I don't find it offensive, there you go. But it's not necessary.
And here's the thing. If Roger and I are in agreement, you're wrong.
You're absolutely wrong.
It's just a known fact. It's just the way the world works.
That's right.
I can't help you. Roger and I agree once, usually during some sort of crazy moon cycle.
It was a wolf moon last night.
Well, there
that
you go.
Explains it.
Now it's because of the wolf moon. Unfortunately for you, we had a wolf moon, and now you're wrong.
So now you know you should get over the gender McDonald toys.
I will never. That's been my crusade since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
There it goes.
I just love this. If you agree with me, fantastic. If you don't, I'm not in the mood for a fight. You know what I'm saying?
Why does that anger you? Just scroll past it. Why you got to call him a douche? Just keep scrolling.
Because I know him, and I'm right.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Stupid you wolf moon.
If you're going to let something like this, let this get you, you have too much free time.
No, it's not about that. Let's look at the bigger picture. When you look at just that, you're right, because that's crazy. Why are you focusing on that? But when you look at the big picture of how this affects people's assignment, I'm against pink for girls and blue for boys at baby showers and clothes and all that. There should be none of that. A color shouldn't have a gender.
But you know how many decades that was done in the past? You know how many people that harmed? None.
It's not about harming. It's about
none.
No, it's about why gotta be a bitch at least once a day.
It never harms anybody.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't hurt anybody, but it puts things subconsciously in people's heads. And so when they think of pink, they think of girl. What if a boy wants to wear a pink?
But that's not what that has to do with anything. It's just a quick color symbol for an infant who was just born. The stork on the lawn, the sign they put out with the stork, has a blue blanket instead of a pink.
I like blue. I don't even like anything pink. If I have a baby, if I'm being born, I want blue, and I don't get a voice in that. So it should just be gender neutral. It shouldn't have to do with, someone shouldn't see a color and assume a sex.
You sound like my daughter say the same thing.
It's true, because your daughters are right.
It's like it's not important.
It's just not important.
It's not important to you because that's how you've always seen it, and that's what you've always thought.
It's just not important. It's not important enough for people to go putting Facebook posts on and start picketing outside of McDonald's restaurants. Because that's what's next.
How do you change things then? If you don't...
Hashtags. Duh.
We've established this clearly on this show.
You're right about that.
Hashtag save the world.
In 1952, they picketed. Now it's a hashtag.
How do you change things? Think about what you want to change. The color of the baby blanket for a baby shower. And if there's boy or girl toys at McDonald's.
If you want to change.
There are places people don't have food and things are blowing up.
Right.
If this is what we're trying to change, we have no problem.
If you want to.
None.
Like, if for the right for everybody to be able to be married and you want that, make that your cause and social justice, I got it. Think about what you're letting piss you off.
It's not about pissing me off. It doesn't make me mad. Do I lie awake every night crushed with by it all? No, of course not. But when the subject comes up, I have an opinion and. I think it's about equality. It's about equality. That's all it is. Nobody should.
Pink and blue are equal.
Right.
They're just colors.
But if they're just colors, then they shouldn't be assigned genders. Pink should not be girl. Boy should not be blue. If they're just colors. Roger's going to punch me.
And if he doesn't, I am.
Times like this, I'm glad you guys are in New York. And I'm here.
It's just the harmless stuff, and that's what makes people not listen to the important stuff. That's the thing I don't like, is it fogs up the important stuff people should listen to and care about changing.
What's getting me here is that's only part one of the problem. Part two of the problem is using the social platform to bitch about it and then tell people you're not allowed to disagree with me. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, you don't get that right.
Yeah, it's his own little fascist world he's got going on there in his Facebook post.
Exactly.
World of Puffy. He doesn't want anybody bothering him.
Oh, we should get him. You think he'd come on the show? I would kill him right now.
Well, he doesn't want to discuss it, JP.
Oh, right. What are we thinking? Look, you're going right against what he said.
He doesn't want to discuss it on Facebook. He definitely wouldn't want to come on the air.
Does he work in the building?
Not anymore.
He used to, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, he left on his own.
Yeah, he did. And he's actually a good guy. He's a bit of a weirdo, but he's a good guy.
And now he runs a college radio station. And now he can poison the minds of all those kids.
Not
and that's
poisoning.
What's
going to
happen.
It's
yes, he is.
Opening the minds. It's expanding beyond what used to always be. I am anti, that's how it's always been done. I hate when people say that. I like to look at things and say, how can they be changed for the better? And I think that not assigning a gender to a
how
toy.
How will it be better?
Right.
Because
how will it
then
be better,
the boy,
Monica?
Then a boy who wants a what was the girl toy or whatever they called it?
Hello Kitty.
If a boy wants a Hello Kitty, he won't feel made to feel like he's a girl or that there's a gender assigned to that. He can just like the toy he likes.
The thing is, nobody made him feel like a girl ever.
Right.
He just didn't like the fact that they have them labeled boy and girl toys, which. Okay, but nobody's feeling bad about it.
The kid doesn't even know what happened. The father got his panties in a bunch.
But that's how it starts, though. Then this kid says, well, I want the Hello Kitty. And then the dad says, okay, give me the girl toy. And then the kid, he's a human being.
Is that
being.
How it goes down?
That's not how it
goes down. Yes, that's how it goes down.
And then the boy's ruined for life because he's four.
Well, he's not ruined
for life. And
he's
going to remember
that
forever.
But it puts a seed in his brain of this is associated with girls. And he shouldn't have anything associated in your brain that's associated with gender. It just shouldn't be.
Corey online too. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to chime in real quick on what Monica's talking about.
Okay.
Basically, raise the kid you want the way to be raised. Don't try to change society to form to what your belief is.
I'm not trying to tell anybody. I don't want kids. This is another reason why right here because I can't deal. But I'm not saying
clearly.
That you should raise your kid to believe anything. I'm saying the general. Assumption of a color or a toy having a gender is my issue. It has nothing to do with raising kids or anything. I don't want any part of that.
Well, it boils down to let the kid form his own thought.
Well, in order to do that...
If you want your baby boy to wear pink, let him wear pink. That's your thought, your opinion. What other people think don't matter.
And
it's what you choose to put into your kid's life.
And you're exactly right. And this we can agree on, Corey, because it's what I choose versus what someone's forcing me to choose, which is this is a girl toy, this is a boy toy. Someone's trying to tell me that. I just want the toy to be a toy. I don't want someone else telling me that's a girl toy or that's a boy toy.
Then everything becomes
blind. Yeah, but you don't listen to Rod and JP all the time, so don't listen to them.
I don't.
That's a thing too about like the pink and the blue thing. Like, go ahead, put your son in pink. You know what you're going to hear all day? She's beautiful, and you're like, oh no, it's him. His name is Jake. No, you're not. Now you're going to get all day. People are going to assume that it's a girl. If you want to put someone in a different baby blanket, just do it. But don't make people change that the traditional part they do is pink and blue. What's the big deal?
You know what I'm realizing?
Who cares? It doesn't hurt anybody.
The next 15 years to 20 years is going to suck. Are going to suck because all this stuff is creeping into our life now.
Yes.
It's creeping in.
Yeah.
And over the next 15, 20 years, it's just not going to be creeping in anymore. The door is going to be kicked open. This is going to be life.
It's called change. You know, and it's not always bad.
You know, it's an avalanche of stupid.
Thank you.
Again, it's just too much of it.
Yeah, wolf moon.
It's just too much of it. And that avalanche of stupid covers up the big, big issues that we should care about. And then everybody's like, I don't want to hear it. I heard enough about pink and blue blankets and McDonald's toys. I don't want to hear about marriage equality. Like, you see what I mean? It fogs up this stuff.
I feel like they're all tied together. I feel like
that's
all
the
change, the one may be more important, obviously, than the other. But at the same time, they all create change in a better way and equality. Each little tiny baby step or a huge step. All of them are good to me.
Well, I, for one, want to drink poison.
Well, thank you so much, Monica, for calling in.
Your phone's breaking up, Monica.
You are breaking up. I was just going to say, you're breaking up.
Hang up on yourself. No, we'll get to some of your calls when we get back. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. I got to come up with a witty retort. for this.
Oh, yes? For what?
For this Facebook page. I'm not gonna I'm not gonna just let him write. If you don't agree, just scroll past his post. I'm not in the mood for a fight or a debate.
Don't put it on Facebook if you don't want people's comments. I wonder why he would do that.
Dear Puff, you're a douche.
That's a good open. That's strong. It's a strong open.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Wolf mood.
Roger, JP on the phone. Real Raw Radio. Be right back. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, at Roger, JP on Twitter. Coming up after 1:30, we'll get to the top 10 list, and the phone numbers, as always, are 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. The top 10 after 1:30, you guess what's on the top 10, and try to win a prize from the Bone Prize Stash.
So, just look at this. What happened to your friend, Brent? I apologize.
Oh, yeah, no problem. He put on Facebook the other day, he used to work at McDonald's, and a long time ago, they would offer... You know, do you want this toy or this toy? And that for the Happy Meal.
Right.
And now they say, do you want a boy toy or a girl toy?
And I would figure now would be the time they can't do that.
That's exactly what I didn't even think about it because that's what they do call it. And he was saying that his son, who is, I think, 4 or 5, wanted the Hello Kitty doll, the Hello Kitty one, which is offered. And he has no problem giving it to him, but.
Well,
you know,
should.
Saying that, I mean, he's little. He just thinks it's a cat, probably, or something
right.
like that. But, you know, calling it a, you know, like girls can play with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and boys can play with Hello Kitty.
Is that what they are? McDonald's give you, that you have a choice?
I guess
that's
what's available at this moment.
A Ninja Turtle or a... Okay.
So instead of saying, which is, it is kind of weird in this very, obviously, as we discussed a million times, this very PC time we're living in.
Right.
How McDonald's... giant corporation says boy toy, girl toy. You know, I take it back because all that feels like all the fast food say boy toy or girl toy.
Do they? I would think that would be...
Aren't all the stores going like gender neutral? Isn't that like how the toy and the clothes are going is gender neutral, but these places are more specific now?
I don't care, but... Who the hell knows?
It seems like they're going opposite world from what everybody else is doing.
Somebody will bitch about it, though.
I feel like, you know, they're not stopping you from... If you want the Hello Kitty, just take the Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Right.
Or say girl toy then. Or say... Or you say, I'll take the Hello Kitty. They're not going to stop you from handing it to a boy and vice versa.
Right. They don't know who you're... You have multiple kids in the car. Who are you handing it to? Why would they care?
I would hope when the 3 or 4 year old boy goes up and says, I want the Hello Kitty that the little teenager worked behind the counter. No. You're a boy. You want Michelangelo. Or whatever other goddamn turtle we have.
Mom.
Your sister could have the damn cat.
And he's sharing it all over. Please share this.
Oh, stop.
Like, all right.
Oh, so it's like a Facebook crusade?
That's what he was trying
to do. So why is he on a crusade?
Yeah, what does he want him to change?
What's his point?
He wants him to go back to, do you want this or this, rather than do you want a boy toy or a girl toy, whatever the two options are, to offer that specific option rather than labeling it something.
Did anybody call him a douchebag on Facebook?
Not that I saw, but I did see a lot of shares. And
do I know him?
Yes. He used to work here.
Oh, Puff? Mm-hmm. I'll take care of that right now. I'll call him a douchebag.
You guys don't understand.
Don't understand. What don't we understand?
Exactly probably a decade ago, I started the same exact campaign where I was livid.
No way.
I swear, everybody that knows me is as annoyed as you are right now with that guy. They were as annoyed with me because I wouldn't shut up about how wrong it is to offer a girl or a boy toy. I've said that from the beginning. I've discussed it everywhere that anybody would let me. I'm so annoyed with it. If a little boy wants to play with a toy, it shouldn't have a gender assigned to it. It's a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me crazy. And that's where it starts, though, JP. It starts there.
Stop letting that bother you.
Here's why it does, though.
Why?
That's where
you're looking for stuff.
No, listen.
Yes, you are.
Because that's, listen for 5 seconds and open your positive mind for just a second.
You can call it positive all you want.
That's where it starts.
Negative. Negative.
I'm not being negative. I'm being
negative.
Right.
That's where it starts. And then this little boy now has to, he's fine. His mind is open. His mind is an open, you know, nothing closed about it. And now he's like, oh, crap. Now do I have to feel bad about liking this? Do I have to think about like? No, he shouldn't have to think that. He should just like what he likes. And there should be no gender assigned to it. No
sexuality. They're giving it to him, though, Monica. Like, the kid, he just got finished saying the kid wanted the Hello Kitty. They gave him the kitty.
Well, of course they're going to give it to him, but he shouldn't have...
Okay, so then what is the problem?
He shouldn't be a girl toy. It should be a toy. It should be a toy.
Shouldn't be labeled.
Oh, stop it.
Because now he's going to think, well, did I like the girl toy? And then will my friends find out I got the girl? And no, he never felt that until someone told him that's a girl toy.
I think you're assuming he's feeling a lot of those things. I don't think he's thinking about it at all.
Maybe.
He's like four.
You know what's killing me? I'm reading this post right now.
All he knows is he wants a toy.
I'm reading this post right now, and it says, if you agree, please share.
Oh, I'm sharing.
If you agree, please share. Please share this so hopefully someone important sees this to bring it back to their old policy and stop automatically assigning toys to gender.
Yes.
If you don't agree, just scroll past this. I'm not in the mood for a fight or a debate. So you put it on social media, but you're not in the mood for a debate?
Right.
Go F yourself. You don't get that right.
Please share and don't have an opinion.
I'm going to share that you're an a-hole.
Yeah. Watch this. You're being a douche.
Not being a douche. He's being right. It's fair, and it's... What do you... Okay, let me put it this way. What do you have against saying which toy would you like instead of boy or girl? It doesn't hurt you.
See, I don't see anything wrong with that.
You know, that
you just keep it as how many toys do you want? You got five kids in the car. What are you going to say? Give me three turtles and give me two Hello Kitties.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who's getting them.
No. Let them duke it out in the back.
So who cares?
So go back to what it should be, which is just a toy. No gender assigned.
And the other thing that happens is families collect these things, and if they've got three Michelangelos already, they'd be like, listen, give me a Hello Kitty. We keep getting Michelangelo. So it's not even sex. It's about which ones you have and which ones you want to have as a toy, you know?
So no gender is necessary.
No, but here's...
It really isn't necessary.
I got a million issues.
It's not. Like, it's not necessary, though. It's not... I don't find it offensive, there you go. But it's not necessary.
And here's the thing. If Roger and I are in agreement, you're wrong.
You're absolutely wrong.
It's just a known fact. It's just the way the world works.
That's right.
I can't help you. Roger and I agree once, usually during some sort of half crazy moon cycle.
It was a wolf moon last night.
Well, there
that
you go.
Explains it.
Now it's because of the wolf moon. Unfortunately for you, we had a wolf moon, and now you're wrong.
So now you know you should get over the gender McDonald toys.
I will never. That's been my crusade since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
There it goes.
I just love this. If you agree with me, fantastic. If you don't, I'm not in the mood for a fight. You know what I'm saying?
Why does that anger you? Just scroll past it. Why you got to call him a douche? Just keep scrolling.
Because I know him, and I'm right.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Stupid you wolf moon.
If you're going to let something like this, let this get you, you have too much free time.
No, it's not about that.
Yes, it is.
Let's look at the bigger picture. When you look at just that, you're right, because that's crazy. Why are you focusing on that? But when you look at the big picture of how this affects people's assignment, I'm against pink for girls and blue for boys at baby showers and clothes and all that. There should be none of that. A color shouldn't have a gender.
But you know how many decades that was done in the past? You know how many people that harmed? None.
It's not about harming. It's about
none.
No, it's about why gotta be a bitch at least once a day.
It never harms anybody.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't hurt anybody, but it puts things subconsciously in people's heads. And so when they think of pink, they think of girl. What if a boy wants to wear a pink?
But that's not what that has to do with anything. It's just a quick color symbol for an infant who was just born. The stork on the lawn, the sign they put out with the stork has a blue blanket instead of a pink.
I like
blue.
I don't even like anything pink. If I have a baby, if I'm being born, I want blue, and I don't get a voice in that. So it should just be gender neutral. It shouldn't have to do with someone shouldn't see a color and assume a sex.
You sound like my daughter say the same thing.
It's true, because your daughters are right.
It's not important.
It's just not important.
It's not important to you, because that's how you've always seen it, and that's what you've always thought.
It's just not important. It's not important enough for people to go putting Facebook posts on and start picketing outside of McDonald's restaurants. Because that's what's next.
How do you change things then? If you don't...
Hashtags. Duh.
We've established this clearly on this show.
You're right about that.
Hashtag save the world.
In 1952, they picketed. Now it's a hashtag.
How do you change things? Think about what you want to change. The color of the baby blanket for a baby shower. And if there's boy or girl toys at McDonald's.
If you want to change.
There are places people don't have food and things are blowing up.
Right.
If this is what we're trying to change, we have no problem.
If you want to.
None.
Like, if for the right for everybody to be able to be married and you want that, make that your cause and social justice, I got it. Think about what you're letting piss you off.
It's not about, pissing me off. It's what I want. It doesn't make me mad. Do I lie awake every night crushed with by it all? No, of course not. But when the subject comes up, I have an opinion. And I think it's about equality. It's about equality. That's all it is. Nobody should.
Pink and blue are equal.
Right.
They're just colors.
But if they're just colors, then they shouldn't be assigned genders. Pink should not be girl. Boy should not be blue. If they're just colors. Roger's going to punch me.
And if he doesn't, I am.
Times like this, I'm glad you guys are in New York. And I'm here.
It's just the harmless stuff, and that's what makes people not listen to the important stuff. That's the thing I don't like, is it fogs up the important stuff people should listen to and care about changing.
What's getting me here is that's only part one of the problem. Part two of the problem is using the social platform to bitch about it and then tell people you're not allowed to disagree with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, you don't get that right.
Yeah, it's his own little fascist world he's got going on there in his Facebook post.
Exactly.
World of Puffy. He doesn't want anybody bothering him.
Oh, we should get him. You think he'd come on the show? I would kill him right now.
Well, he doesn't want to discuss it, JP.
Oh, right. What are we thinking? Look, you're going right against what he said.
He doesn't want to discuss it on Facebook. He definitely wouldn't want to come on the air.
Does he work in the building?
Not anymore.
He used to, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, he left on his own.
Yeah, he did. And he's actually a good guy. He's a bit of a weirdo, but he's a good guy.
And now he runs a college radio station. And now he can poison the minds of all those kids.
Not
and
that's poisoning.
What's
going to
happen.
It's
yes, he is.
Opening the minds. It's expanding beyond what used to always be. I am anti, that's how it's always been done. I hate when people say that. I like to look at things and say, how can they be changed for the better? And I think that not assigning a gender to a
how
toy.
How will it be better?
Right.
Because
how will it
then
be better,
the boy,
Monica?
Then a boy who wants a what was the girl toy or whatever they called it?
Hello Kitty.
If a boy wants a Hello Kitty, he won't feel made to feel like he's a girl or that there's a gender assigned to that. He can just like the toy he likes.
The thing is, nobody made him feel like a girl ever.
Right.
He just didn't like the fact that they have them labeled boy and girl toys, which. Okay, but nobody's feeling bad about it.
That kid doesn't even know what happened. The father got his panties in a bunch.
But that's how it starts, though. Then this kid says, well, I want the Hello Kitty. And then the dad says, okay, give me the girl toy. And then the kid, he's a human being.
Is that
being.
How it goes down?
That's not how it
goes down. Yes, that's how it goes down.
And then the boy's ruined for life because he's four.
Well, he's not ruined
for life. And he's
going to
remember that forever.
But it puts a seed in his brain of this is associated with girls. And he shouldn't have anything associated in your brain that's associated with gender. It just shouldn't be.
Corey online too. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to chime in real quick on what Monica's talking about.
Okay.
Basically, raise the kid you want the way to be raised. Don't try to change society to form to what your belief is.
I'm not trying to tell anybody. I don't want kids. This is another reason why right here because I can't deal. But I'm not saying
clearly.
That you should raise your kid to believe anything. I'm saying the general. Assumption of a color or a toy having a gender is my issue. It has nothing to do with raising kids or anything. I don't want any part of that.
Well, it boils down to let the kid form his own thought.
Well, in order to do that...
If you want your baby boy to wear pink, let him wear pink. That's your thought, your opinion. What other people think don't matter.
And
it's what you choose to put into your kid's life.
And you're exactly right. And this we can agree on, Corey, because it's what I choose versus what someone's forcing me to choose, which is this is a girl toy, this is a boy toy. Someone's trying to tell me that. I just want the toy to be a toy. I don't want someone else telling me that's a girl toy or that's a boy toy.
Then everything becomes
blind. Yeah, but you don't listen to Rod and JP all the time, so don't listen to them.
I don't.
That's a thing too about like the pink and the blue thing. Like, go ahead, put your son in pink. You know what you're going to hear all day? She's beautiful, and you're like, oh no, it's him. His name is Jake. No, you're not. Now you're going to get all day. People are going to assume that it's a girl. If you want to put someone in a different baby blanket, just do it. But don't make people change that the traditional part they do is pink and blue. What's the big deal?
You know what I'm realizing?
Who cares? It doesn't hurt anybody.
The next 15 years to 20 years is going to suck. Are going to suck because all this stuff is creeping into our life now.
Yes.
It's creeping in.
Yeah.
And over the next 15, 20 years, it's just not going to be creeping in anymore. The door is going to be kicked open. This is going to be life.
It's called change. You know, and it's not always bad.
No, it's an avalanche of stupid.
Thank you.
Again, it's just too much of it.
Yeah, wolf moon.
It's just too much of it. And that avalanche of stupid covers up the big, big issues that we should care about. And then everybody's like, I don't want to hear it. I heard enough about pink and blue blankets and McDonald's toys. I don't want to hear about marriage equality. Like, you see what I mean? It fogs up this stuff.
I feel like they're all tied together. I feel like all
the
change, the one may be more important, obviously, and than the other. But at the same time, they all create change in a better way and equality. Each little tiny baby step or a huge step, all of them are good to me.
Well, I, for one, want to drink poison.
Well, thank you so much, Monica, for calling in.
Your phone's breaking up, Monica.
You are breaking up. I was just going to say, you're breaking up.
hang up on yourself. We'll get to some of your calls when we get back. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. I got to come up with a witty retort. For this Facebook page. I'm not going to just let him write. If you don't agree, just scroll past his post. I'm not in the mood for a fight or a debate.
Don't put it on Facebook if you don't want people's comments. I wonder why he would do that.
Dear Puff, you're a douche.
That's a good open. That's strong. It's a strong open.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Wolf mood.
Roger, JP on the phone. Real Raw Radio. Be right back.